Harper Children's Audio presents Molly Moon Stops the World by Georgia Bing, read by Claire Higgins. One. Davina Nuttall sat in the back of her chauffeur-driven limousine, reading about herself in a celebrity magazine. Her chubby face, surrounded by posters of all the films and shows she'd already starred in, smiled out from the page. Child superstar Davina Nuttall, she read, is back on Broadway in the hit show Stars on Mars. After surprise newcomer Molly Moon quit the part and left New York, Ms. Nuttall was the obvious choice for the lead. Davina fumed. She was sick of Molly Moon's name being mentioned in the same sentence as hers. She hated that bug-eyed, skinny nobody. Stop at the ice cream parlor on Madison, she snapped at her driver. He nodded and negotiated his way across four lanes of noisy New York traffic. Davina was feeling particularly rattled. She needed a big, sweet ice cream. It had been a bad day at the Broadway theater where she was rehearsing a new Stars on Mars song. To begin with, she'd had a sore throat and couldn't hit the high notes. Then had come the horrible incident that had completely unnerved her. Davina angrily scraped her nail down the cream leather upholstery. She didn't often need her parents, but tonight she was glad they would be at home for once. How dare that weird businessman barge uninvited into her dressing room? How he got past the security guard, she didn't know. And what nerve to suppose that she would want to advertise his ugly line of fashion house clothes? Didn't he know he should talk to her agent? The creepy Mr. Sell had given Davina the shivers, and she couldn't erase him from her mind. His eyes seemed to have etched themselves behind Davina's, in the way that staring too long at the sun burns its image into a person's vision. Every time Davina shut her own eyes, she saw his two mad eyeballs staring at her. The car stopped outside her favorite ice cream parlor. Davina fastened her black mink coat and put on the matching gloves. She stepped out into the cold night and waved condescendingly at her chauffeur. She would walk home. Enjoying the sound of her high-heeled boots on the pavement, she swept into the parlor. Inside, she ordered the house specialty,